if you're getting into it because you want to set your own hours, or you just want to be able to do whatever you want at any moment's time, like that can come at a certain time and place, but the vast majority of the time, that's not going to be why you're successful. Why you're successful is if you're wanting to build something up for your family, you're wanting to create something of your own. If I hear those words from someone, I know we have something.
That is Alex Edwards. He is the founder, along with his wife, of Candy Cloud franchise. And what he's talking about there is what it really takes to be successful in any franchise, whether it's Candy Cloud or any other franchise, or any other business for that matter. It's the why that really drives something, that makes it successful. And that's what he's looking for. And if that's you, and you're looking for a very unique franchise in the food and beverage sector, this may be the one for you. I love this franchise. My first placement this year was with Candy Cloud. And not only that, my first placement was a veteran for this year with Candy Cloud. And Alex, the guy you're getting ready to hear from, is a veteran himself. So you're listening to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. I'm your host, Joel Smith, and this is a special episode of Your First Franchise. And if you're considering a franchise, check out yourfirstfranchise.com. Now let's dive in to the show. Alex, I want to welcome you to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. This is a special edition of Your First Franchise. And
yeah, thanks. I'm super happy to be here. I did a talk about Candy Cloud and what we got here going on, and I'm just happy to be on the line with you.
Now, you're based in Chicago, is that right?
Chicago. Yeah, we're real close to Chicago. It's easier to tell people Chicago. It's actually Rockford, Illinois.
Gotcha.
It's about an hour and a half west of Chicago, but
all right,
that Chicagoland area.
Well, you're in another unbelievable food city. I'm in New Orleans, Chicago, into the National Restaurant Show for decades. What is your favorite place? I love this. Food connects, and you're in the food business. What is your favorite place to take, other side from Candy Cloud, what's your favorite place to take somebody, maybe a friend or somebody to do business over dinner, close the deal over dinner?
We usually like to go to a nice, like, local family-owned Italian restaurant called Francesco's.
Mm-hmm.
It's good ambiance, a great food, great service. Can't really go wrong with it. And there's some nice rooms that we can rent out, and where it's a nice private experience. You know, because it's all about, for us, the food's important, but just really getting to know that person, knowing how their family are and everything. We just want to get to know them better. So just having a nice private ambiance is really the most important thing for us on those discovery days. Because throughout the day, of course, we're talking and learning more about each other and getting the conversation. But we really like to keep that dinner to be about them and their life and who they are and their story. And that's what's most important to us.
In what town is that? In Chicago, is that in your home?
That's in Rockford. Okay, it's right down the road from our franchise support center.
Nice.
And it makes it very convenient towards the end of the day. It's based out of Rockford, local family owned.
Gotcha. All right. My favorite question is, who or what are you grateful for that helped you get where you are today?
First off, I got to say, for me, it's God. Without God, without Him leading my path, I wouldn't be where we're at today. But as far as other people that have helped us, my franchise has been huge, right? So when we built out Candy Cloud and opened our first storefront, we knew we wanted a franchise right away. Mm-hmm. But we didn't fully understand some of the nuances to the franchise industry and what are the do's and the don'ts and all of that. So we hired iFranchise Group to guide us along. Yeah. And they still consult us to this day. They helped us set up our systems and everything that we do, and a lot of really just great people that are over there that I consider now friends, and they've been a huge resource for us. So anytime I ever talk to people about franchising, or if they think about franchising themselves, that's usually my first recommendation, is hire iFranchise, because they're going to take good care of you.
That sounds good. Now, you came, share a little bit about your background, how you ended up in, obviously you gravitated to the food space. And you can address, what was the problem that you saw in this food space? And then clearly Candy Cloud was that solution. But what, share a little bit about your journey to get there.
Yeah. So the journey to getting the Candy Cloud is pretty crazy. Originally, I'd always wanted to be an entrepreneur myself. Mm-hmm. Never knew what to do. Didn't really have a path. forward, just knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So my wife originally had the idea of having a flower stand. And so we decided to go all in on that. And again, it's been one of those God things. I was praying hard about it, told me to lean into to what my wife's idea was, right? And so I went all in on, bought a trailer, renovated it, and we started going to these farmers markets on flowers. And we never saw success with it. We would sell flowers, but we'd always break even at best. And while we were sitting at these farmers markets, we were just looking at what is busy and what are people drawn to. And it was always the food trucks. My wife, Peyton, she had the idea of doing a cotton candy stand, and I thought she was crazy. I was like, you already have me doing flowers, not gonna have me do cotton candy. And I didn't want to do it, but eventually I wised up, decided to go all in on that. So we built out a cotton candy stand where we'd spin fresh cotton candy for people at these farmers markets, and we called it Cloud. And that's where the name originated from. That next summer we launched that. Quickly we saw, okay, we can actually make money doing this. At that time I was a full-time city firefighter for Rockford, and I knew I had my golden ticket, right? So we went into we took that flower truck and made it into a food truck. Started Candy and Shave Ice in that year of 2020, which was a crazy year to do that with COVID really kicking off, and quitting my job at that time was a huge risk to some people. But to me, I knew we had something. So we had a good year that year. But towards the end, I had found these cans and I'd been wanting to do drinks. Every time we were in the food truck, everyone would always ask, do you have drinks? Do you have anything? I never did. We knew we had some good drink ideas. We knew the can would be the perfect vessel. So we added it to the food truck for that following summer. And we launched the drinks. We initially saw just so much demand for the drinks, where the cotton candy and the shave ice no longer were really sold. It was mainly the drinks.
Oh, wow.
So we knew we had something special. And our main thing with it was, this is what the people want. We should go to where the demand is, right? And we saw a lot of success when we park our food truck in Rockford. And a lot of support, a lot of great people. So we decided to open a storefront in Rockford. Found a old shop. It was a perfect, because it used to be a boba store and they had closed around COVID time. A little bit risky, right? We had a lot of people telling us, hey, sure you want to go into a spot where one did something similar and didn't work. But I knew we could do it different. And that really leads to what we see that we can do different at Cloud. And really, we're part boba shop, we're part specialty drink, coffee, shakes. We have a little mix of everything, right? What we've done with Cloud and building out our core menu is look at all these different drink places. Right? What do we like the most out of those? How do we fuse it all into one? Because you can go to a smoothie shop, Jamba Juice or Tropical Smoothie or whoever, and go get a great smoothie. And you can go to a coffee shop, get a great coffee, or a bubble tea shop and get a bubble tea. We really wanted to take what's the essence of those places and fuse it into one. So we decided when we built out our store to just keep things very simple, not overcomplicate this, but make that boba offering as palatable as it can be to the everyday American, right? And there's a very traditional like boba shops in America, and those are great, but we want to be the first introduction to most people that have never heard of boba. But we make that as palatable as possible. So we launched the store in March of 2022. I try to keep it as simple as possible. Like I said, I leaned into some technology with having the self-ordering kiosk, which helps with less customer confusion and helps with us on the labor side of things as well. And just keeps it as a steady, smooth flow, right? You don't have to go up there and someone's order. It just comes through. You make it as it comes across in the back, put that sticker on the can, and you just make it real quick. And that's really our core focus in the back of house area. It's just keep it simple. That's something I've learned. Military, they would say KISS, which is keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important. You see a lot of these restaurants and stuff and you just think, wow, there's a lot to do with this. Candy Cloud, we just want to keep it simple and quick. So that's our main focus. But the big gap in the drink market is boba for us. Like I said, it's not our whole operation. We consider about a quarter of what we do. But we want to be America's boba shop, and that's one of our goals of growth.
Wow. And so do you all have a steady flow of traffic? Coffee shops, obviously, people that can get in there, it's a social thing, but they're really going to their mornings just to get there, just to jumpstart their day. What's your traffic look like during the course of a day?
The nice thing about Candy Cloud and what we offer is you look at a traditional coffee shop. It's very busy in the morning, but then they're closed at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. vice versa for a place that offers shakes or treats. They don't open until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and they stay open late. With our offering, there's really a reason to come in at any time of the day. And come in the morning for a coffee or a tea or a Reviver, which is our kind of energy drink. You can come in the afternoon for maybe a bubble tea or a smoothie, and then at nighttime for a shake or what have you. So there's a lot of, we can attack any time of the day. So it gives us 12 to 13 hours of open time throughout the day with a constant flow of traffic. Our main times of, you know, statistically that we are busy is that 2 to 4, 7 and time frame currently. But us being able to have this wide range of menu options lets us be able to be open for business all day long and then into the late of night as well.
What about seasonality? Do you all have seasonal?
Our summer is busier than the winter. That's for Rockford, right? Which is a very brutal, cold winter. We're pretty far north. We expect the southern ones to be a little bit different. But of course, our summer is about 30% busier statistically. Every location is going to have different variances.
And you all have seasonal offerings too, to help pull people in.
We're big into the LTO. We're transitioning into a monthly release model starting February 1st. So every beginning of the month, we'll release 3 to 4 new drinks. The current season and whatever holidays are going on in that month, like February, we have a lot of fun Valentine's Day themed stuff. And as we get into April and stuff, we'll have some spring stuff. So it lets us always be experimenting, coming out with new things, generating that hype marketing as much as we can through TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, all of them. Always having new content and new reasons to come in is very important to us, and constant innovation on that. In the drink space, you really have to always be looking through what's, it's not like to look, I look up to businesses like Raising Cane's and stuff, keep it so simple. It's just tenders. I really do that with drinks. We feel like it's always something that you have to have the next big thing. And that's something that we feel very strongly. We have that pulse on. Right? It's very important to us. And it's my favorite part of being a business owner is looking, what can we improve on and what can we look forward to in the future? And that's the best part, is always tweaking the system and making it better and having better offerings for those customers and everything.
I love it. LTO, what does that mean?
Limited time offering.
That's what I thought.
Time offer. Not everyone knows that, the short version, but in the restaurant space, it's an L.
All right. Let's talk about what does the investment look like to get into a Candy Cloud? And then we'll talk about the revenue side and the support that you provide in the back.
Yeah. So the initial investment ranges between about $296,000 to upwards of $500,000. That $500,000 is for more extreme scenarios, right? As most people, it's going to be closer to that $330,000-$350,000 initial investment. You know, of course, not promising that, but that is our goal, is to always keep that as low as possible. And here at Candy Cloud, we always want to under promise, over deliver. Right? So that's why we have a range. And people know that there's a possibility of that, but for most people, we're going to keep them as close as possible to that and that lowest end of it, of that 296.
How big is the footprint to look at?
Yeah, it ranges, right? We have stores currently in build out that are 100 square feet and some are 1800 square feet. Ideally, it's about 1400 to 1800 square feet. So really, if you get above that 1800, you're losing some value.
Yeah.
Some cost effectiveness. So that sweet spot around that 1500, 1600 square feet is perfect.
Okay, good. And the revenue side, what does it look like?
Yeah. So on our item 19 for Candy Cloud, currently we only have the corporate location represented in there.
Okay.
We are a franchisor. We don't have a year's worth of data for our stores for everybody, but for us, we do 1.6 million. We were to factor in royalties, about 25% profit. We expect stores to do similar to that. That's our goal. Of course, it's never a promise. I think our Rockford store has proven we have a really great concept. And as you build it up over time, right? With Rockford, we did open in 2022, but we've been building a customer base in the whole surrounding area over the past 2 or 3 years. So it does take time to build up to that, but I think our store has proven there's a high demand for that.
And so when somebody comes into the system, what's a ramp up time from the minute they say, okay, I want to do this, to the time they're ready to open the doors?
So the minute we have an agreement done and we're in their official franchisee, you know, we expect it to take about 6 months, maybe 8 months to get open. couple big factors there. Number one being finding your location. We want to exercise a little bit of patience there. Of course, we want to find it as quick as possible. We want them to get it open as much as they do. Mm-hmm. But with that kind of stuff, we really want to exercise patience and control and making sure we're in that plus spot. Mm-hmm. Because that's one thing. Once you sign that lease, we're not able to change it. Right.
Right.
We got to set up that foundation right. And we have a lot of systems built into place to just make everything as smooth as possible there. Right. We've very been ahead of the curve as far as where we are at as a franchisor, investing in systems that'll help us keep everything tight and controlled. One of the biggest things is Morrow Hill, who's our real estate brokerage. Mm-hmm. They represent every franchisee that comes in and they help us find those locations as quick as possible. And they're a nationally recognized real estate brokerage. So that really helps smooth that process over. It makes it look better to those landlords that are trying to plus candidates for their spots and really adds a lot of value there. So they get a whole checklist from A to Z as well. It's all through online, through Fran Connect. Keeps us both on the same page of, hey, what are the next 4 weeks? What do I need to do to get to these next steps? Now we have weekly calls to review where we're at and what are our next things to accomplish.
Okay. And that's the bridge for the back end support you touched on. What about the launch? The marketing's a big piece of this to get something like this launched, get it out into the community. And I know the visuals of your product are spectacular. It's very Instagram friendly. What do you all do? What is the franchisee? Are you all doing the marketing for them, or is it you guiding them, or is it a little bit of both?
Yeah. About 3 weeks prior to the grand opening, that's when we really start to hit the market hard. One of our first approaches is social media, of course. So we start running target ads about a 15-mile radius around the store's location. We do that via TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Google. We really start getting those together. And then we create like a local Facebook event and all of that to get people hyped up for that. We also hire local food influencers in the area to attend the soft opening and the grand opening to also leverage their social media feeds as well. So people that already are in that area, they haven't heard of Candy Cloud, but they follow a local blogger, that local foodie, to see what's the next new thing coming to town. We make sure to get in good with those. And then, of course, we do the mail-in marketing, the email marketing for the population close by to there as well. So those are our biggest things we start going with, right?
You're helping them. You're doing that for them?
Oh, we're doing all the marketing.
Wow. That's great.
So that's our big thing, right, is we want the Candy Cloud owner operators to only have to focus on the operational piece of things. Right? They're not social media experts. They're not marketing experts. They're not real estate experts. None of that. We want them solely focused on, is their Candy Cloud operating as it should be? Is customer service where it should be? Is their staff happy? Is product high quality? All of those things is what we want them to focus on. Even that beyond the grand opening, they pay the 2% for the marketing fund. That's our only marketing fund that we charge them. That takes care of the local marketing for them. So we manage all of that on their behalf. And we give them updates on how it's going and stuff like that. We keep them in the loop, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing on their end that they have to do in that. If they want to engage in some local marketing beyond what we're doing, we just ask for approval. Mm-hmm. Or we want to see what they're doing. But overall, it's very hands-off in that part. And they just have to make sure, like I said, is the store operating as it should be.
So you've taken, for somebody who's new to franchising, you've taken a massive burden off of them. Because I've done marketing most of my career as my work with entrepreneurs and trade association. And marketing is the piece that people always just don't know what to do. They freeze. And that is a huge lift to help the franchise.
Yeah, marketing is an ever evolving landscape as well. And if they're not constantly keeping a pulse on that, they're not going to get the best bang for their buck. Are going to always be hitting those right points that's going to get customers in the door. And of course, they have to hold up their end of the deal by providing a great service once they get in the door, because they ain't going to come back. They got the wrong drink, or they weren't greeted, they weren't treated well, all that kind of stuff. But that, like I said, that's our main goal, is keeping it simple for them. Letting us do what we're good at while letting them do what they're good at, which is operating their.
What does the ideal client candidate? And we just placed a candidate together, which I know my client Ken is very happy about that. What does the ideal candidate look like for you? And my candidate, by the way, is a veteran, which I'm also grateful
for. Yeah, veterans are great. Being a veteran myself, I really, respect other veterans for what they've done for our country and everything. But, you know, a big part of it is right now we're a newer franchisor, emerging franchisor, you know, that trailblazer mentality, you know, wanting to be one of the first owners of a candy cloud and to know that we have all this prime available territory still is a huge tip. Yeah, but a trailblazer mentality, but also really someone that they're system focused. They're good at managing personnel is a huge part of what we do. I know it's a food establishment and a drink shop. A big part of running a candy cloud is managing personnel.
Yeah.
It's the biggest part. People oriented, task oriented is huge.
Well, it makes sense. The vision for the business, your vision for the business going forward.
Yeah. So the vision for candy cloud long term really is we want to get into the drive through space and be the premier like drink beverage cafe of America. So we have all these different offerings. So if you have any kind of desire to get any sort of drink, Candy Cloud has that for that, right? So the goal for us is to just continue to keep building out these storefront models. And that's very important to me. Long term, I think the drive-throughs are what that Candy Cloud is going to eventually evolve into, right? So to be able to do what we can do in the storefront model and the numbers that our corporate store can do through a storefront model is pretty crazy, to be honest. But we know once we can get into that drive through, that's going to be huge for us.
I love it. All right. That's a great place for us to start winding down. So you touched on, for somebody who's considering this, you touched on the mindset piece. You've touched on pivoting because you went from flowers to candy, cotton candy, to drink concept. And you figured out how to do something a lot of people really struggle with, and that's how to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. And hey, folks, Candy Cloud is unlike any other concept. I work with a bunch of concepts. It's unlike any other concept, and it gets the attention of every client that I show it to. What is your top guidance with given that track record of how you evolved? What is your top guidance to someone considering going into franchising or business for that matter, so that they can reach their potential and recognize the possibilities at some point?
Yeah, I guess my biggest guidance I would tell them is for if they're looking to get into anything, whether it is franchising or businesses, you're going to have to want it bad. It's never going to be easy. But when I talk to a lot of people that are like, they're wanting to be entrepreneurs, they're wanting to be businessmen, all that kind of stuff. If you're getting into it because you want to set your own hours, or you just want to be able to do whatever you want at any moment's time, like that can come at a certain time and place, but the vast majority of the time, that's not going to be why you're successful. Why you're successful is if you're wanting to build something up for your family, you're wanting to create something of your own. If I hear those words from someone, I know we have something.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing it out of selfish endeavors, you're probably going to struggle. More than likely, you have to need it. And those people that don't need it, won't make it happen, right? And that just goes for business in general. Obviously, with franchising and stuff like that, we're here to help and guide them through that and try to make that as smooth as possible. But even for our franchisees, we want fighters. We want people that the hunger. And that's what I mean by trailblazers is you have to be a bit of a fighter because it's not always going to be the perfect straight road. We're going to be in the mud with you and always help you get out of that mud. And the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. And that's really important to us is that they're fighters.
The fighters, and they tapped into their why, a greater why in themselves. Yeah, I get it. Man, I appreciate this, Alex. This has been a lot of fun. Folks, if you're interested in Candy Cloud, get in touch with me. I'm working with Alex and his team. You can check out closethedeal.com. Just hit the contact us button and I will be in touch. Alex, this has been a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate you having me and it's been a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right, sir. Thanks. And that is a wrap with Alex. And folks, I love this brand. It's so Instagram friendly. The marketing itself, it lends itself so well to promotions and marketing, and the product backs it up. That's the most important part. You can market and promote something all day long, but if the product doesn't back it up, it's no good. His product delivers. The numbers reflect that. The culture reflects that. Yet Alex requires to be part, the people to really be engaged. It's a two-way street, this franchisee, franchisor road. It goes both ways, and he's going to work closely with new franchisees. He wants to see them very, very successful.
And that's what this is all about. It's about building relationships at the end of the day. And for you, it's about building a relationship potentially with Alex and then potentially your customers. So you can grow the business and maybe add a second or a third. Maybe you could own the whole market. Who knows? The sky is only the limit. What's in your mind and what you can perceive and conceive to make it a reality. It's up to you. And folks, if you're thinking about this, seriously thinking about this, maybe you're in a spot where you're just ready to get out of whatever it is you're in. Maybe it's that time. Well, go to yourfirstfranchise.com, hit the contact us button, get in touch with me, and I will be in touch with you right away. And I want to thank you for listening. You're part of our community, part of our franchise community specifically. And that's how we grow. We work and we communicate together. We build a community around us. And I appreciate you being here. So do me a favor, like this episode, share this episode with anybody you think this may be of value. Subscribe to the, if you're watching YouTube or Apple, all those things are appreciated because that's how we continue to build and build each other up. It's not just about ourselves. It's building each other up. And that's what makes this fun. That's what makes this journey a lot of fun. And you know the drill by now. Be intentional and make today a great day. Bye-bye.